Gina Velasquez always wanted to be a mother, but when she was 27, she was diagnosed with HIV and AIDS. This was the 90s, and doctors told her she had just a few years to live. Gina survived, though, and as treatments improved, her health did too. When she was stable, she decided to pursue the dream she had put on hold, having a child. That is when doctors gave her another warning. Her baby would be healthy, but pregnancy would accelerate the loss of her vision, which was already damaged by the virus. Gina decided to move forward. Her vision continued to decline after having her son. Today, producer Vivian Schutz brings us Gina's story for our regular segment of short-form audio documentaries. We'll hear how Gina holds on to memories and creates new ones with her son, Aiden Healy, before going completely blind.
It's like a drip, 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 drip. Like a faucet that just drips until it just slowly drowns you into that abyss in nothingness. It's happening and you can't stop it. You can't stop that drip. That's the process of going blind. That's how it feels to me.
Manhattan, 2019.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Can I join the fun?
Yes, please. Excellent. Hi, Dr. Aldrich.
How are you?
I'm fine.
So what's been going on?
Nothing's changed. It's still, you know, almost nothing. I do see light, which is good.
Here we go. So big wide, you're going to do your pressure looking. Hold it.
Especially when my son was little and I knew that at some point I was going to lose vision, I would love getting close to his face and just looking at him. Especially when he slept, I would pull his little hair to the side and just really study his features. I would touch his nose and his forehead just to get a sense of the shape of everything. I had like mapped out in my head what he looks like. He was maybe 3 to 4, and I would wash his hair and he would get angry. He'd say, "Mommy, you got it in my eyes." And he would cry and I would say, "Oh, I'm so sorry, baby." And I would flush it out and rinse out his face. And so over time, he wouldn't want me to. He would get angry in the bathtub. And I would feel so bad. And I would say to him, "Oh, you understand, Mommy can't see very well, baby." I would just think, we're going to get through.
Can you see in your dreams? Like when you dream, do you see?
Yeah, I do. And I think there's a memory component in dreams. Because even if they're supposedly taking place in the present, it's images from the past, my memory of them. When I dream of you, I see the little boy that I remember, even if it's you now.
I used to get sad by that thought, thinking that you wouldn't know what I would look like when I was older.
Home. Long Island City.
Aiden, where are you going to sit for the graduation?
2020.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither as they pass, they drip away across the universe. The sorrow waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, accepting and inviting me. Jaguru. Change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world.
What do you think I look like?
Okay, I don't know why, and I know you don't, but I think of you as a young George Harrison. The long, flowing, curly locks, chocolatey eyes.
Well, I do, yeah, I do have brown eyes and
tall, thin. Dry sense of humor.
I guess I could be like a police like sketch of George Harrison.
Right. Yeah.
and your ears. I think your ears are like mine, right? Can I feel them?
Sure.
Oh, no. They're attached. Mine are unattached here. So,
if you want, you can feel my nose.
I forgot that your ears were attached. Oh, I remember this little nose. See how it goes in here and then comes out and up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you ever feel like you had to take care of me?
No.
Never?
No.
Hmm. Because, I mean, that's the thing. I've never wanted you to feel any responsibility or duty.
I don't know. I guess as a child, if, you know, even if your circumstances are unordinary, as long as it doesn't, I guess, affect, you know, your happiness as a child, you don't, or I know I didn't really question it.
Yeah. Sounds like I did okay there. Yeah. Saturday, February 17, 2024. So just a little while ago, I turned the lights off and then I turned them back on and I looked in the direction where the light should be and I realized I almost see none of it. It hit me suddenly that I've lost more vision. I'm almost completely in the black. It's weird because I'm not devastated. I think it's I've gotten used to vision loss at this point because I've been going through it for so long. This isn't as terrible as I thought it would be. Alexa, play Recovery by Olivia Newton-John. It's such a confirmation of who you are, what you are, where you are in space, to have a visual of people and things. When you lose something like vision, then reality does begin to feel like a concept. Human beings are very adaptable and you find a way to connect and enjoy, appreciate what you do have. That's what I've had to do.
This story was produced by Vivian Schutz and you can find a longer version at transom.org.